When the clock struck 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 22, our economy was put on pause. Pursuant to an executive order, Governor Andrew Cuomo had no choice but to issue. Our lives were upended. Scores of businesses were closed to reduce the spread of the coronavirus, and we withdrew to our homes and donned masks to protect ourselves and others from the contagion. Thankfully, the extraordinary societal sacrifice is proving successful. New Yorkers are flattening the curve. The governor has announced a comprehensive plan to reopen the economy. And it appears that we may be at the end of the beginning of this terrible ordeal. The time is now to plan for what awaits us when we can safely return to our workplaces. The law is one area that we can expect profound repercussions from COVID-19. It does not require a crystal ball to know that when the crisis passes, there will be a surge of pent-up cases and legal actions resulting from the pandemic. Many of these legal disputes are now barred from going forward by the governor's emergency directives and the courts not accepting most new civil cases. As the state reopens, however, many people, especially the poor, will require the assistance of lawyers to address a multitude of legal needs. This includes tenants with housing issues, helping people navigate debt obligations, and assisting small businesses get back on their feet. With more than 1.4 million New Yorkers filing for unemployment in recent weeks, and the full extent of the economic calamity revealing itself, New Yorkers who are unable to afford an attorney will require one's assistance. To that end, the New York State Bar Association has partnered with the state court system to launch an online matching service through which volunteer attorneys will be paired with Empire State residents who need to help securing unemployment benefits after their claims have been denied. Through an innovative new website, New Yorkers can sign up to receive assistance, free of charge, from lawyers who will help them navigate the appeals process. Prior to the pandemic, New York's network of legal aid societies and public defense attorneys were already strained. Volunteer attorneys are stepping forward to ensure that everyone, regardless of their ability to pay, can obtain representation at a time when the demand for legal services is expected to swell. Attorneys have a professional obligation to use a portion of their time to provide legal assistance to those who cannot afford to pay. The legal community has a long and proud history of fulfilling that obligation when the need is greatest, inspired by the bedrock principle of equal justice under law. In the immediate aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks, more than 4,000 individuals and families who were impacted by the disaster were represented by volunteer lawyers. These attorneys did everything from assisting with financial and estate matters to securing victims' compensation fund benefits for survivors. In January 2017, when the federal government issued an order banning immediate entry into the United States by people from several predominantly Muslim countries, thousands of attorneys flocked to airports, including in New York City, to provide free counsel to those who were detained. Through those efforts and countless others, lawyers step up when their communities need them most. President John F. Kennedy was fond of saying, "For of those to whom much is given, much is required." Society has conferred on the legal profession the privilege of defending and upholding the rule of law, the foundation of our society. In response to COVID-19, lawyers in ever-growing numbers are volunteering their time and expertise to make justice equally available to all. For information about the New York State Bar Association's help for jobless New Yorkers who are denied unemployment benefits, go to nysba.org.